It's time for us to go around the world, and that means time to bring in Arjun Singh, who's in Jaisalmer, India, and he joins us today. Good day, Arjun. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Yeah.
You sound very close. Are you still doing your 40 days of funerals, or are you, do you have some relief?
Yes, actually, right now I'm at my uncle's home. My mother's younger sister married to my father's cousin brother. So it's just like complicated relations. But so my mother's younger sister, she passed away, and my father's brother, who's married to my mother's younger sister, they just went to the Haridwar to pour the ashes in the holy river Ganges there. So they are back, the whole family. So they are in grief, and I just came to meet them. After the school, I came directly to meet them. And my uncle, he's still in grief, and I'm very nervous because it's not easy for him to just be back in the normal life. And my cousin brother, my uncle's son, he's very, I think, very, I can say, brave in this way, that he deals the things bravely and intelligently. And when I talk to him, he's younger to me, but he's, I think, brave enough, and he deals with the situations. Even he lost his mother, but he's fine with the things, and he's back to the life. He goes to office. He works in office there, so he's going back to the office. But my uncle, he's not in good condition. He doesn't go out of the home. He stays whole day in the room there and just sometimes cries and very unhappy with these things. So whenever I have a time, I just come to meet him, talk with him, and I always tell that this is the truth of the universe, and we can't do anything. But what he thinks that it's because of him that he didn't go with her to the Jodhpur to meet the doctor in advance. So he thinks that it's his, it's because it was his responsibility, not others. So sometimes he feels guilty for that. And I say then it's all happened in 1 hour. We couldn't do anything because everything was in sudden. So I try my best. I explain everything to him, but you know, he lost, and so it's not easy for him. And the same time, I always got that pain of my back again, and my right leg now, a severe pain is there. So I got a couple of injections, and I'm getting those lumbar sacral belt again. And so the things are sometimes, it looks good, but sometimes it's tough. But when I'm with my uncle, I forget all my pain, and I just try to soothe him, and I try to say him that it's a part of life and you have to face it. That's it.
How long ago did she die?
Yes.
How long? How long ago did his wife die?
When?
Yeah. When did she die?
Well, she died. I think it's about 45 days now.
It is okay.
It's 45 days.
Just wanted to make sure, because what I was so interested in the last time is how long the process was. You know, how long the process was.
The grieving. Because so, like my mother, my mother, she is in that kind of ceremony for 3 months, so 90 days. She is going to have that dark kind of clothes. She will not attend any festival or any function or any marriage or nothing. So for 90 days, she will stay at the home. So this is the problem with even my mother. I always try to just tell her that try to forget that. Try to just be back in the life. If you stay in the room for 90 days and just having the picture of your sister in front of you, and then every time you just weeps for her, so you can't forget her. It's not easy for you. But the thing is that she always says that was my younger sister. So I have that kind of pain. You can't feel that. I say, yes, I know it's not easy for you, but for 90 days you will not go in a normal life. You will not go out of your room. Even my uncle, who is for 45 days, more than 50 days, he is staying in the room. If you will not go out, then what will happen? In the olden time, I remember, the people were free. They had not to go to the office, they had not to go to the shops, not to the schools. So every time they spent time, it was just like a family gathering. But right now, what happens? Everyone goes to work. I go to my work. Anita goes to work. My brother, my brother's wife, my sister, we all go to the work. So she's alone at home. maybe 20 or 30 years before, all the family members are staying at the home, and then you can just spend the time. But the time got changed. But still, the people, they didn't get the rituals, the functions are still working like that. So 90 days she's going to stay in a one particular room. It's bad for her. I know it's not easy. She will be sick soon. I always try to just tell her that if you will be in this way, you will be sick very soon, and you will have to go to the doctor because you have a headache. Every time when I come in the room, I can see the tears on your eyes. I know that it's not easy for you. You have a very younger sister. She was like your daughter, but it's a truth. You will have to face with it. So that's the things. Even that, the same thing I was telling to my uncle, that you have been to the Haridwar and you have just poured the ashes of my aunt with his with your own hands, and now you know that you believe in reincarnation. You believe that she has born somewhere else. So try to forget her and try to be in your life back, because here it's not easy. That I'm sure my uncle is not going to marry again, and it's unbelievable. He can't think about it. So for whole of his life, he has to just live alone here in the room there. So I'll do my best to just take him out of the room and be in the market somewhere, be in some social gatherings, attend some kinds of functions. And then when you are be back to the life, I think it's just because of the education. Again, I talk about the education, because when you are educated, you try to just make a balance between education, between modernization and traditions. So this is the tough year, because when you are I don't want to say that they are illiterate. Well, they are very wise, very intelligent. They spent all their savings on our education. They gave us this wonderful opportunity to be educated. But at the same time, they are just back and thinking in the same old age. So it's tough for them. It's hard for them, not for us.
All right. Well,
all right.
We wish the best for your family, and your you're
leg.
Right. I would keep gently urging them to get out as best as you can.
Yes, I think so. This is the only way to go out of the room and face the problem and deal with it and be back in the normal life. That's the only way.
All right, Arjun. We will speak to you next in 1 month.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
And feel
thank
better. And feel better.
Arjun Singh, Around the World here on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, you can get him on our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Around the World with Arjun Singh.